President Trump is announcing his nominee to the Supreme Court tonight. If approved by the Senate, the person he names will fill the seat of conservative Justice Antonin Scalia, who died almost a year ago. Joining us now to talk about some of the names on the shortlist is Dahlia Lithwick. She covers courts and the law for Slate. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi there, Jeremy.
And let's talk about some of the top contenders that we're hearing about, starting with Neil Gorsuch. Who is he and what do we know about his views?
Neil Gorsuch is actually one of the people who was on Trump's long short list back when there were 21 people on it, who was really an outlier because he's very sort of blue blood, Ivy League. You know, he went to Oxford and Harvard, and most of Trump's picks initially were not that guy. He really went out of his way to get people who weren't Ivy educated, who didn't have that kind of very patrician feel that Gorsuch does. And so in a sense, the fact that he's made it this long is really, really fascinating because he very much looks like the kind of guy that Trump said all along he did not want to put on the court.
And he was a big fan of Antonin Scalia. Let's listen to him here talking about Justice Scalia last September at the 10th Circuit Judicial Conference in Colorado Springs.
Sometimes people talk about members of their profession as lions of the profession. And I often have a difficult time understanding the analogy. Not so with Justice Scalia. He had a roar that could be heard for miles.
What do we know about Gorsuch's views? Would he be another Scalia if he were to be put on the court?
In tone, no. In tone, he is very, very modulated, very careful, unbelievably affable and loved, I think universally across the 10th Circuit. But he is very much a conservative, very much himself a lion of the Federalist Society and the conservative legal movement. I think that he probably tracks Scalia's views in a lot of areas, including a real, I think, burning desire to limit judicial involvement. He's very, very interested in having, you know, the legislatures legislate and the judges stand back. So I think in tone, he won't be a bomb thrower in the manner of Scalia. But I think on issues ranging from, you know, abortion to guns to executive power, he pretty closely tracks what Scalia believed in.
Another judge being mentioned is Thomas Hardiman from the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, which is in the Northeast. He's based in Pennsylvania. Tell us about him.
Well, if I called Neil Gorsuch a blue blood, I think the answer that WAGs use on Tom Hardiman is blue collar. He's most famous for having driven a cab to get himself through law school and really kind of very much the opposite of Gorsuch in terms of just having grown up in a normal lower middle class family, no silver spoon, and yet goes on to become, I think, a very, very well esteemed Third Circuit judge. It's worth saying here that Donald Trump's sister sits on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. And so to the extent that there's someone whispering in the president's ear, hey, I really like this guy, it may well be that his sister admires him. Also extremely conservative by the books. Also not a bomb thrower in the manner of, say, Justice Scalia or Bill Pryor, who's another person who's been on the short list. Hardiman, much, much more laid back in affect.
Well, let's talk about Bill Pryor, because as you mentioned, he's also been talked about on the short list. What should we know about him?
Well, Bill Pryor really would be, I think, if Donald Trump wanted a fight, and particularly if he wanted a fight on abortion, which is what he's promised, Bill Pryor is that on stilts. He really has said things like Roe v. Wade is, quote, the worst abomination in the history of constitutional law. During his confirmation hearings, when he was given a chance to walk that back, he said, nope, I still think it's, you know, an abomination. He has gone out of his way, I think, throughout his career in office in Alabama to be very, very much a culture warrior. And so on issues from abortion to LGBTQ issues around the board, including violence against women and voting rights, he's been unbelievably vocal. In that sense, he's probably closer to a Scalia than the other two on the list.
Now, we know that the Democrats are already talking about a filibuster, although they don't know yet, and we don't know yet who the nominee will be. What about the Republicans? How might these picks play with Republicans in the Senate? Do you see any circumstance under which Republicans decide that they don't like Trump's pick?
I think it's doubtful, particularly if we're looking at Hardiman or Gorsuch, who are such straight down the line, you know, I think moderate, reasonable candidates by Senate definitions. I don't think they're going to lose a lot of support there. I think that what you are seeing is Democrats trying to figure out if they want to do the big, big fight over a seat that is in effect Scalia's seat. It's not going to change the net aggregate effect on the court, or if they want to save the big, big fight for the next seat that may come up, a seat that may belong to Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Anthony Kennedy or Steve Breyer.
Well, and people have been talking about the idea that Trump could have a number of picks in his first term as president. Is that your expectation just in the few seconds we have left?
Actuarially, we're looking at 83, 80, and 78 of the judges I just mentioned. And so it's hard to envision Trump not having another pick. And as I said, I think that means that their big, big fight is coming down the pike. I'm not over Scalia's seat.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Dahlia, right now. Just a one-word answer. Which pick is it going to be, your prediction?
You know, I've been saying Pryor because I think that Trump is a thumb-in-the-eye guy.
That's Dahlia Lithwick, who covers courts and the law for Slate. We'll find out if she's right tonight. Dahlia, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.